Welcome to the Diabetic Mavericks Show, where we explore the uncharted territory of living with diabetes. I'm your host, Krista Brown, a registered dietitian, diabetes expert, and recovering pre-diabetic. Join us as we share stories, insights, and expert advice to empower and inspire fellow diabetics to live life on their own terms. Let's break the mold and embrace our uniqueness as mavericks in the diabetic community. Hey there, it's Krista again, the dietitian who once lived with prediabetes and PCOS and recently discovered that God is calling me to work with women who experienced some form of emotional trauma that has prevented them from gaining control of their blood sugar. Today, I want to get into the nitty-gritty of how we can retrain our mind to challenge those core negative beliefs that hold us captive. And I want to get very specific and share a story and use an exercise in this story so that you may apply it in your life. Meet Sarah. Sarah had a difficult childhood marked by emotional abuse and neglect. As she grew older, these painful experiences took a toll on her mental well-being. Sarah found solace in food, using it as a way to numb her emotions and temporarily escape the pain she felt inside. Over time, Sarah's emotional eating became a habit, leading to weight gain and a sedentary lifestyle. Her unhealthy eating patterns combined with a lack of exercise contributed to the development of type 2 diabetes. Sarah's physical health was now affected, further exacerbating her emotional distress. Because she's been stuck in the cycle, pushing down those emotions and creating a habit that promotes a negative feedback loop, she begins to feel stuck. And her mind's belief system says, it's gotta be you. The emotional abuse she endured led to offending beliefs that she's not worth it. And if she's not worth it, why bother placing this effort back into herself? Yet she's so conflicted because now she was diagnosed with type 2 diabetes. As she began to reflect to the start of why this lack of self-worth started, a painful as it was, she traced it back to an incident where her father was just so impatient with her. She was not the prize child. It was her brother, you see. So she always had to find a way to please her father. Well, she created what she knew would make her father finally love her and built this wooden bridge out of a model that she bought. It was left in the basement. Well, when her father came home and her brother was standing at the door with her wooden bridge, claiming that he built it for him. To date, her brother never gave her credit for that bridge, and the father continued to dismiss her and said, "You didn't build that bridge." This incident left her to believe that she's never going to be good enough. It must be her because she's never been able to accomplish anything that brought pleasure to him. Therefore, no one will find value in her. To push away the emotions, she would do midnight drive-through runs, ordering what she could until she felt numb. My dear listener, this is really painful to hear, but what I'm asking is you must discover and reflect where this negative core belief started. Working with a therapist is essential here and in tandem with a dietitian to help with your blood sugar management. Now, I can't and will not leave this episode with no hope. There is an exercise that will challenge the reality of and balance of these thoughts. Sarah soon discovered that these thoughts are not 100% true because her difficulties pushed her to be the VP of her company, and she operated with such compassion with her teams and has power in her work environment to ensure no one feels like they're not worth it. She has a body that has endured so much, and it is not selfish or pointless of her to take care of herself. Because she is worth it. Listener, if this is you or you struggle with these same negative thoughts, subscribe to my channel because I will be lacing in a healing mindset to challenge these binges and encourage an appropriate diabetes management technique to help you gain that freedom and power. So I look forward to healing with you and I can't wait to share more in the upcoming episodes.